Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalayim, Maaseh Daf Lamed Gimel. We are starting right at the top of the Amud with the words Kavash V'Shalach, and the villain source of the on Yud Ches Amud Bey is about halfway through the Amud. And today's office sponsor Lila Nishmas Mars Mirim Sarabas Yaakov Moshe. Her Neshama should have an Aliyah. And we begin with a question: Kavash V'Shalach Shalomi Das HaBaylim. Let's say a person pickled or cooked produce without the Das of the Baylim. He took his friend's produce and he cooked it or pickled it. To flick to Rabbi Yechon Rishim Ben Lakish. This is Machlokes between Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish whether or not that's Kaveh for Meiser. Our Mishnah said that pickling and cooking is a Kaveh for Meiser, but here he did it to his friend's stuff without asking him. And where do you see this machlokes? This palgan, they argue about the following: Hamarech keresh al chaveru shlemi daitoi. If a person does miruach, he smooths out the pile of his friend without the das of his friend, and we know that miruach is a kaveh for meiser. So Rabbi Yechon says nitbal. Now everything here is tevel. And Rishim Lakish Hamar lo nitbal. Rish Lakish says it's not tevel, and seemingly be the same machlokes over here in regards to pickling and cooking. However, on Rav Yudan says that's not a raya. Can't necessarily learn one from the other. Taman over there, ishloish lo lichbosh. It's possible for the person not to pickle or cook his stuff, meaning a person doesn't have to pickle or cook his produce, he could eat it without pickling it, as opposed to miruach, smoothing out the pile, that has to be done. And therefore, when we're talking about miruach, we would have machlekas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, maybe it's considered tevel for Meiser, maybe not, because again, his friend has to do so, and he just did something that his friend was going to do anyway. But in the case of pickling and cooking, his friend doesn't have to do so, therefore we could say that everyone would agree that it's not tevel for Meiser. We continue now talking about hektish, and the general rule is that if something reaches gemar malacha while in the rishus of hektish, so it's not chayv in Meiser. However, now we're going to discuss a number of cases. Shalku b'shus hektish. Let's say he cooked it in b'shus of hektish, pedai, then he redeemed it, b'chnisu l'chatzar b'es shmira, and then he brought it into chatzar mishtameres. Mahu, what's the din? Al dat Rishim and Lakish, according to Reish Lakish, nitbal, we say that it is tevel. Why is that? Because zu taira, v'zu ain't a taira. This one, chatzar mishtameres, is tevel something midai raisa, whereas cooking something is only tevel something midrabanon. So yes, even though when he had cooked it, it was in the b'shus of hektish, and technically that should not be a kaveh for Meiser, since after it already left the Rishus of Hektish, because he was paid to it, he now brought it to Chatzar Mishtameres, which is Kaveh for Meiser Midai Raisa, so it's Chayv in Meiser. What about another case? It's Hektish, and Chnisul Chatzar Beis Shmira, he brought it to Chatzar Mishtameres, Pidayoi, and then he redeemed it, Vishalkai, and he cooked it, Mahu, what's the din over here? And the answer is, Devakol Nitbal. According to everybody, it is considered Tevel. And why is that? V'chimasa Meiser Rishus HaHektish? Did he do any real Meiser to it when it was in the Rishus of Hektish? You're right that when he brought it to the Chatzar Mishtameres, it was in the Rishus of Hektish, and a Chatzar Mishtameres is Tevel Midai Raisa. As a technically that means that when it reached the stage that it would be Chayv Dai Raisa, it was in the Rishus of Hektish, and that should be grounds for pottering it. However, since he didn't actually do a Maisa to it, simply bringing it to a Chatzar is not considered doing a Maisa, and the real Maisa, cooking, was done once it already was out of Hektish, so then it is Nitbala Maiser. Another scenario, Hikdishu, he was makdish it, Vishalka, and then he cooked it, Hichnizul Chatzar Beshmira, then he brought it to Chatzar Mishtameres, Pidayai, and afterwards he redeemed it. Take out the word Vishalka, Mahu, what's the din over here? Says the Gemara, Diver HaKol, Loi Nitbal. That's the proper gear, so we have to add in the word Loi. According to everybody, it's not Nitbal HaMaiser, and that's because he had brought into the Chatzar, and he had cooked it all in the Rishos of Hektish, and so everyone would agree over here that it's not Tevel. Antalam Gimel Beis on the top, another case, we have to add in the word Shalka, let's say he cooked it, Pidayai, he redeemed it, vitzimkai, and then he decided to dry it out. Raisins in Hebrew are tzimukim, dried out grapes. So he decided to dry out this produce. Mahu, what's the din over here? So in Tamar Ur Tevel, if you want to say that when he puts it into fire, meaning he cooks something, that's Tevel Meiser, even before the official Gemar Malacha, Ha'ur Paiter. So that means that that which he did over here by cooking it, paters it for Meiser, because it was Hektish when he cooked it, and that means it reached the stage of being Tevel Meiser while it was in the stage of Hektish, and even though he wanted to do more to it, he wanted to dry it out, still it's putter. However, in Tamar, ain't or a tevel, ain't or a putter. If you want to say that fire is not going to be tevel lemaiser if its gemar malach is not yet done, then that which he did over here doesn't putter it. You're right, he cooked it while it was in the Rishus of Hektish, but since after he redeemed it, he dried it out, so he showed that when he cooked it, it wasn't yet a gemar malacha, and therefore it would be chayv in meiser. Another question, Rabbi Yirmiya Bai, Rabbi Yirmiya asks the following, Tignai basade mahu. Let's say he fried it in the field. Is that tevel lemaiser or not? So the gemar asks, b'loi kach ain't or a tevel? Even without this, wouldn't the be tevel it? How do you fry? You fry with oil. And frying with oil is cooking the oil. So of course what you're doing over here is cooking. What's the question? And so the Gemara clarifies the question and doesn't give an answer. Ilu efshir deloy mitan gabe mashach bay hava. Let's say he's able to fry it without putting oil in. That's the question. Do we say that that's tevel meiser, or do we say that frying without oil is not like cooking? And once again, we don't have an answer to this. Another question. Rabbi Yossi b'shem kahana amar Rabbi Yaina. Rabbi Yossi in the name of Kahana said that Rabbi Yaina says, Tani Rav Chalafta ben Shol, Reb Chavta Mishal taught in a brisa, Asa Hesev Basada Tovel. If a person reclined in the field, Hesev is like a seba. If he reclined in the field, that's Tovel Amaiser, even though he's out in the field, and usually he's not chayav to take Maiser off when he's out in the field. Since he did a seba, he reclined, that's a kvius, and he would have to take off Maiser. However, Mlai Hesev, Eino Tovel. If he didn't do a seba, that's not Tovel Amaiser. The question is, in Hu Hesev Shu Tovel, what type of a seba is Tovel that he's chayav to take off Maiser? Call Hesev Shesh Bayayin. If his meal has wine there, so wine creates a kvias, and now he has to take off Maiser. And here we have a question. Katsav Lahesev Lahesev. Let's say they decided, okay, let's recline and we're going to have wine by the Suda, but they ended up not doing so. Is that considered a kvias for Maiseris or not? And we don't have an answer to this question. Another discussion. Tanu, we have a braisa. Hashom, garlic, vashachalayim, and cress, vachardel, and mustard, shashachkan basada. If he crushed them and ground them in the field, and they would mix this with oil as well, nitbalu, that's being tivel at Lahmeiser, because that's considered like it reads Gemara Malacha. And we further clarify this. Ad kadayim b'shum shal tevel shashachu b'shem shal chulin. This is talking about where you had garlic that was tevel, crushed and mixed it with oil that was chulin. So there's no problem with the oil. The only issue is with the garlic. And we're saying that now that he crushed the garlic, it's tevel amayser. But what about the following? Shum shal chulin shashachu b'shem shal tevel. The garlic was already chulin, and he's already allowed to eat it as is. But he was shaychik it, he had crushed it and mixed it with oil that was tevel. And the question is he allowed to continue eating this without taking off maaser? Or since this is considered Gemara Malacha, the oil now has a chiv to have maaser taken off of it. And we don't have an answer to this question either. And last we have din similar to our Mishnah, Reb Ze'era quotes Reb Chiya Bar Ashi, who says b'shem Rav, Eshkal shesachta l'kais nitbal. If a person squeezes a cluster of grapes into a cup, that's already tevel maaser. It's basically like squeezing grape juice into a cup, and he has a chiv to take off maaser. However, l'tam choy loy nitbal. If he squeezes it into a dish, that grape juice which is falling in is not nitbal maaser, like we had said in the Mishnah. Now we quote the Mishnah with the same din that we just mentioned, Hamikvah l'tav shel pater. If a person squeezes grapes into a dish, he's pater. Ask the Gemara, b'loy kach ein ur tovel. Even without this, don't we say that the ur, the fire, is tovel it? Since we're assuming that this dish is cooking on the fire, that means that the juice that he just squeezed inside here is being cooked as well, and so it should be tovel for meiser. I think Gemara answers, tifter, we could explain as follows, b'tav shel tzonin, that we're talking about a cold dish. He has a cold dish, he just took it out of the fridge and decided to squeeze some grapes on it. That's not tovel meiser. And lastly, the Mishnah had said, l'kadeira chayiv, that if he squeezed grapes into a kadeira, he's chayiv. Amar Blazer Blazer explains, l'kadeira reikonis himas nisa. The Mishnah is talking about squeezing it into an empty pot. Lamdan Amar Alpha on top of the Gemara concludes, masnisa amra kain, that's what we're going to be gyres. The Mishnah tells us this because the Mishnah says, ela mikvah tavshel pater. If a person squeezes it into a tavshel, he's pater, l'kadeira chayiv. If he squeezes grapes into a pot, he's chayiv, mipneishu kabar katan, because like a small bar, as we explained, this is like squeezing grapes in the press. And when the juice goes down to the lower bar, to the lower holding tank, if you will, that's a kaveh for meiser, and it's the same thing over here, squeezing it into an empty pot. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow with halacha beis. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.